Hello and welcome to International Report. India's ruling party has rolled out a TV station dedicated to Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Opposition parties complained it provided unfair advantage ahead of a national election. But in case he is re-elected for a second term, then it will also be a sweet victory for marketing gurus of the right-wing Hindu politician. Vikram Roy has more in this report from Delhi.
Namo TV aimed to transport the 68-year-old Prime Minister Modi into the living rooms of 900 million voters in the course of India's marathon general election. Modi's opponents say the public launch of Namo TV on March the 31st last actually violated election rules known as the Model Code of Conduct. Suleiman Sheikh is a spokesman for the main opposition Congress party, which took legal action against the station.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi is promoting Namo TV and Namo TV is promoting the Prime Minister. We have no problem. It can be done. It has to be done as per the law. And if it is a channel which is propagating and advertising a political party or a political figure of a political party, then the Election Commission and Model Code of Conduct also says that all the funding or the expenditure, if it has to be reflected in the expenses of the political party.
The point of view of Suleiman Sheikh. Now, the origins of Namo TV are not very clear either. India's Information Ministry, which hands out broadcasting rights, sought extra time to respond to queries from the Election Commission on the status of the new TV station. Ramankat Gaur is a prominent lawyer in India's Supreme Court.
This channel requires a license. If it is running without license, then this is happening right under the nose of the government of India. If it is happening without the appropriate license, that means an interpretation goes to the public that this is happening with the consent. And if this is happening with the consent and ignoring the law of the land, this is clear-cut violation of the law, and hence influence is caused on the broadcasting channels and officials.
Indian Supreme Court lawyer Ramankat Gaur. Now, opposition parties allege that Mahendra Modi's ruling Hindu nationalist Bharatiya Janata Party, the BJP, coerced direct satellite television providers and cable operators to host the Hindi-language Namo TV station, which is variously listed as a news, entertainment or advertising channel. Bharat Raut is a political analyst.
But what happens to the morality? Do you run this type of channel without a proper permission? Can BJP get into this type of area where permission is not sought and you are straight away propaganding for a particular party and particular leader without mentioning that it is a news channel or current affairs channel or entertainment channel? How can you have only advertising channel?
The point of view of political analyst Bharat Raut. Namo TV starts broadcasts every day with yoga. Some other BJP party leaders appear from time to time and praise the Prime Minister or his government. But the live feed is largely restricted to Modi alone. Vivek Reddy is a spokesman for the ruling BJP.
If the content of this channel is the speeches of Mr. Narendra Modi and the public engagements of Mr. Narendra Modi, I think in a democracy, the basis of which is larger dissipation of ideas and larger dissipation of information. This is the best platform, and it is the platform that has to widely dissipate and scatter the speeches, the ideas and the work of Narendra Modi. And it is a perfect entitlement of those persons who have started this channel.
An attempt last month to launch a cinema biopic of Modi also ran into trouble with state censors, but the BJP have launched a Narendra Modi mobile app, which the party says has already been downloaded by over 100 million people.